A criminal history stretching back to 1999 was one of the factors Crown Prosecution used to call for a year-long incarceration of a Penticton man. Andrew Robert Hardenstein, 44, appeared via video in Penticton Provincial Court on April 23, for a sentencing hearing. In July of 2023, Hardenstein was found guilty of flight from police, driving while disqualified, driving while prohibited and driving with a suspended license. Crown was looking for a 12- to 18-month jail sentence followed by a probation period, pointing to Hardenstein's lengthy criminal record, which contains 62 criminal convictions as an adult and further convictions as a youth. Mr. Hardenstein's criminal record is, in my submission, it is an almost unbroken pattern of criminal conduct which is a quarter century long, said Crown. It is a varied record and includes driving offenses, some kinds of violence, serious drug offenses, a host of breach of court orders. It is a varied criminal record that is almost unending over 25 years. Read more. Prolific offender with a history of violence arrested in Okanagan Falls. On that day of the incident in April 2022, Hardenstein, riding a yellow dirt bike, had refused to stop for police and sped off. Although he was not charged with dangerous driving, Judge Lynette Jung and Crown noted that RCMP had testified they had to give up their pursuit due to the speed at which Hardenstein was driving through Penticton and into Penticton Indian Band land. Eventually, his bike got caught on a stump, at which point he was arrested. At the time, Hardenstein was under two different driving prohibitions under the Motor Vehicle Act and a criminal driving prohibition. Defense for Hardenstein protested the Crown's proposed sentence, calling it excessive, and pointing to how Hardenstein's last previous driving conviction had ended with a 50-day sentence. Separately, he had also received a 90-day sentence in 2020 for driving dangerously. It was also argued that there had been a gap between the April incident and his previous conviction of 2 years. However, Judge Jung pointed out that the gap coincided with a more than 1,000-day sentence he was serving. The judge also noted that nowhere in the submissions from Hardenstein's lawyer were signs of a willingness to change. Despite the fact that he's been in jail for 3 weeks now, I haven't heard of any attempts that he's made since he came in custody to reach out, to get some programming, to get some help, said Judge Jung. I haven't heard about any plans for the future. I haven't heard about anything about what he's planning to do so he could turn his life around. Judge Jung noted the importance of denunciation and deterrence in sentencing Hardenstein. Hardenstein will spend another year in jail, even after taking into account time spent in custody. Judge Jung did not order Hardenstein to serve a probation order after his sentence is completed given his history of failing to comply. I decline to impose a probation order. It hasn't worked in the past. We've tried and tried and tried. I fail to see how any conditions, even a curfew, would assist, so I'm declining to impose a probation order. An additional driving prohibition was also leveled against Hardenstein. He will be back in court at a later date for recent charges that came during his arrest for multiple warrants, including a warrant to bring him in for this sentencing.